The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, yes. Good morning, guys. Welcome to your Feel Good Friday. How are we?
Feeling good?
I'm itching to get into it. It's just so good today. It's a great show plan, and I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, good stuff. Guys, I want to say, Maddie, welcome for your final show.
Hey!
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
we
Maddie.
We cheer welcome because back. You are on to such an exciting opportunity. And that's why we cheer, not because you're leaving. That's just, that sounds like some weird thing.
Thank you for the clarification, actually. I needed that. My self-esteem was really taking a hit.
We all said at the start, Maddie, we were like, Maddie is far too good to stay for too long.
Yeah. So, destined for great Maddie. Things, and all that hard work you've done has paid off.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm going to miss you all.
Yeah, we'll miss you too.
We're going to miss you a lot.
We're having a big get-together at Crevo's.
Yeah, some drinks and
evening,
a bite to eat.
Nice.
Very exciting.
Let me tell you guys, Meg, Maddie, you've never been to a Crevo dinner.
No.
Lots of red wine, ooh, lots of very good food, and great hospitality. I'm excited.
Thank you, man.
I'm excited.
Well, last night, getting some stuff marinating and everything in the fridge, and it's going to be a good day.
He's going all out.
What are we having for dinner?
Give us the menu. Going to charcoal grill some Vietnamese pork chops, ooh, which will be really nice. And then just fairly simple with like a slaw and some fries and a nice cheese platter to start off, of course. And maybe I'm thinking of pavlova for dessert.
Oh,
I think
fancy.
I'll make that up.
Oh,
should
wow.
be good.
So
yeah, should be fun night.
Can we rock up at like 9 o'clock? Because this sounds really good. Like 9 a.m. I'm
all right.
Not 9 p.m. 9 a.m.
Yeah, look, it's if you want. Yeah. I mean, I'll still be here doing finishing work.
Jackson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm happy it's Friday though.
I know. Well, you guys, it's your partner's birthday this weekend and yours next weekend. Yeah. I'm excited for you. How old are you turning? 28.
28. Yes.
Oh, good year. Good year.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
My partner's going through something where he's like, oh, I don't want to turn 30, and I keep on giving him shit about it, and it's really funny.
Oh, is Andrew only 29?
Yeah. How old did you think he was?
I thought there was a bigger difference between you guys.
No, he's young and 30.
Wow. Hey, there you go.
Oh, yes. Good stuff.
That's going to be exciting. Good birthday, a couple of birthday weekends in a row.
I swear he's going on 70, though. Kind of sick of hearing about it.
Are you getting him some... are you getting him a gift?
No, we're no gift people. So, we'll just go extravagant with dinners and stuff like that. But we don't do the gift thing.
That's cool.
Which I'm kind of glad about because, I'm hard to pick for. He's hard to pick for. So, just, that's like a stress I don't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anxiety.
Why worry?
Yeah. Very smart. Very smart.
Clever.
All right, guys, so Lads versus Lasses is up next, picking up the day.
Guys, you're trailing 76-83.
Oh, I can't believe
this.
So
if you win today and all of next week, you will be tied with the ladies.
I feel like...
There's no pressure there at all.
I feel as if we're treading water all the time in this sort of way.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you some confidence today. That's
thanks,
it.
Meg.
That's it.
You
that's
write the
get.
Questions, and let me tell you, Meg, they've been way too hard lately.
I have said
they've
to
been
you,
way too hard, my
on
dear.
On many occasions, feel free to write the questions.
You know what it is? I think 3 out of 4 times this week's been won off a coin toss. So it's lady luck.
That is true. $50 voucher for Juicy Records on Derby Street. They sell vinyl and really cool coffee. Juicy Records on Derby Street, where the beats are as good as the bean. If you want to play Lads vs. Lasses, the lines are open. 13-10-09.
Lads, let me tell you straight up, if you think that you're really good with women and you know women, we want you this morning.
Come on, men. You got to do this for us.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
I think I may have intimidated the guys a bit too much because... haven't called through.
You have. You definitely
guys,
have.
We need a lad. Come on. 13-10-09. Awesome prize up for grabs today. $50 voucher for Juicy Records on Derby Street. All you got to do is get the most amount of questions right and you win. Not even that. You win on a coin toss as
we have said. Through the week, yeah.
Boys, we're down. It's half time. Come on.
No, we need
a
Crevo NRL,
So, yeah, lads, if we can get one, a couple more questions more than the ladies, then at the end of the day, we're going to come ahead with the win. And
it's a long game. It's a long game, but we got this.
We're down in the season, but a few more games in the right direction, and we can definitely get ahead with this.
Thank you.
Was that the motivational kick?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so.
Boom. Let's meet our last first up this morning. Leonie from Elmore Vale works in security, says all she does is work and is doing overtime on the weekend to make some sweet weekend cash. Good morning, Leonie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, how are you today? Big weekend of work. You need to get a life, my dear.
When you're not working, what is your go-to plan for the weekend?
Spending time with the grandkids.
Oh, beautiful. How many grandkids you got?
Two.
Oh, two. Oh, beautiful.
That's
spending
lovely.
Time with grandma.
Do you spoil
that.
Them more than you did your own kids?
100%.
Yeah, it's always the way, right?
It's the go-to, isn't it?
I actually tell my kids that you love your grandkids more than your own kids.
That keeps them in line, doesn't it, Leonie?
It sure does.
They never mess up for you if you spoil them.
No.
There
that's
you
right.
Go.
Hey, they know.
Leonie, let's crack on with your questions. Number one today, which trade would typically use a rigid tube cutter?
Plumber?
You know what? That is absolutely
well done.
Good job.
Well done.
Question number two, which car company makes the Mustang?
Oh.
I know you can see it in your mind, that beautiful slick body, the logo on the front.
The horse on the front.
Yeah,
the galloping horse.
Oh, I can't think.
No good. It's Ford, Leonie, Ford. Question number three. Where does the fascia board go on a house?
The what, sorry?
The fascia board. Where is it located on a house?
Ceiling?
No. Just under the guttering or under the roof line. 1 point for the lasses, Crevo.
All right, let's meet Trev. He's a truckie and says he's an extrovert. His favourite band is AC/DC. Plans on a very relaxing weekend. Good morning, Trev. How you doing? There it is. You can tell he's a real truckie because he can honk the horn.
I love that you only communicate via truck horn, Trev. Yeah. I'm really into it.
No, no Morse code on this. We'll need actual answers. All right, sorry, Trev. All right, let's get into your questions. Which company makes Nice and Easy hair dye? Nice and easy. Not very easy. It's Clariol. All right. Number two for you now. What reality show did Jessica Simpson appear on with then-husband Nick Lockie?
Lachey.
Oh, Lachey. Sorry.
Definitely not a fan of that show.
No, I've never watched it in my life. Which reality show was that? Jessica Simpson with her then-husband?
Survivor?
great guess. Unfortunately not.
I'd love to see Jessica Simpson on Survivor.
I think everyone was newlyweds. All right, number three. What is the brand Burley known for making?
Burley. That would be makeup, wouldn't it?
Trev. Bras and underwear.
Oh, lasses win.
Trev doesn't notice any of the brands when he's taking them off.
You win, Leonie.
You know what? Next Monday, awesome. You're writing the questions for the lads, Maddie.
No.
Yes.
I've done my time, girl.
If you want the guys to win, it might be what you have to do. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Guys, coming up next, I want to talk about Eurovision. What are your thoughts on Eurovision?
I think it's kind of cool, but I never watch it.
I've got a lot of friends who are obsessed with Eurovision. So obsessed.
Yeah. Jackson, are you a Eurovision guy?
Never got into it, no.
Well, think about the artists who have represented us since we crowbarred our way into the Eurovision Song Contest a few years ago. We've had Dami Im, of course, who came second, Sebastian, Jessica Mauboy, Montaigne last year. Yesterday, they've announced the artists that are competing to compete for us at Eurovision. I want to talk about it next.
The heats, if you will.
The heats, yeah. I don't think it's very good. I think it might be time to give up, but I'll tell you who they are next.
The Novos.
And we are talking Eurovision, guys.
Oh,
I really used to be into Eurovision.
Really?
I actually did like an amateur radio show maybe like 10 years ago called Eurogay with my best friends. On the gay radio station I used to work for. I was totally into it. We love it. The parties. We used to go to this nightclub that, like, screened the performances. People dressed up. It was a whole thing.
That sounds like fun.
Australia has, like, did really well at the start. I don't know how we ended up in the competition. I think what happened, right, it was so popular here that they thought, hey,
throw them a bone.
Yeah. Let's throw us a bone. Nowhere near Europe. Like, no. Just, it doesn't make any sense. But no. We've had the likes over the years of Guy Sebastian. We've also had Dami Im, of course.
That's right. Famous green roomer from here, which is always good.
It was very famous. She came second, actually.
Yeah.
Jess Mauboy. Last year, they had Montaigne. And as the years have progressed, the caliber of artists kind of just is going down. Like, I sometimes see the selections, and I'm like, surely we've got better than that.
But they've only recently, in the, like, last couple of years, enabled Australia to vote
for who goes overseas. That's right. At the start, they just picked them and went, you cannot be trusted.
Correct. Yeah. So we now have this process called Eurovision, Australia Decides, where, like, 10 artists compete, the public votes, it's screened on SBS. I don't know how popular it is, but then, obviously, they go over. And now this year, they announced yesterday three artists that are in contention to go to that big Eurovision stage and compete in front of millions of people. It is good for their careers.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that in terms of selling records for some of these artists, it can be one of the best times ever.
The international exposure alone. Oh. Like, it's just massive.
Yeah. As if Dummy M, you know, didn't make a bit of coin from her last
show.
But that song was amazing, to be fair.
Well, they've announced the three yesterday, and I want to run through them. Firstly, little game, Crevo, that I thought you would appreciate.
Oh, of course.
Because I know who these people are, but I don't know if you will. Meg, I think you will too. Isaiah Firebrace.
Again, sorry. Say it again.
Do you know who that is?
No.
So, great, Meg.
He represented in 2017.
Well, I knew you would know. Yeah, he did. They're reusing contestants. Isaiah won X Factor, I think it was in 2016.
She went Isaiah from Eurovision.
Hasn't really had a big pop career. Went over in 2017. It's like his sole purpose now is just going over Eurovision. To Eurovision.
Yeah. Did he win at least for us?
No.
No. Of course he didn't.
Top 10.
I think he came, was it 7th?
Ninth.
How many are there total? Like, is it 9?
In Eurovision? No. Like 20-something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, top 3rd.
Yeah. He did okay.
Last year we didn't even qualify.
that was Montaigne. The next person I want to tell you guys about, Jaguar Jones. Have you heard of Jaguar Jones?
I've never heard of Jaguar Jones.
No, can't say I have.
And then this one really puzzled me. Paulini.
Oh.
She's not doing much these days, is she?
What the hell is... What has Paulini done?
Maybe they'll think that, she might know how to progress her song a bit higher in the rankings. Grease the wheels, if you will.
Surely there are better artists out there that we could choose.
The last time I heard from Paulini, she played at Unity Nightclub.
The last time I
heard... I think it was $30 entry fee and she did two cover songs.
The last time I heard from Paulini, she had an issue with her driving license.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last time I heard from her.
Do you know what? I was thinking, man, I haven't heard a Paulini song in so long. That's right.
She can't even remember one.
Then I found an absolute gem that I completely forgot about from the year 2012. It's called Fireman. Have a listen to this pop gem. She's, like, surrounded by hot, shirtless firemen. Very cheap video. But, like, do you know this song?
No.
Have you heard of it before?
No.
I'm going to skip ahead to the
floor. Probably at a nightclub somewhere in 2012.
Get ready. Listen to these quality lyrics. Just awful.
Was she trying to channel, like, Jess Mauboy Byrne?
Yeah, it feels like it.
And this is, like, the cheap Aldi version?
The Aldi version. That's definitely what that is.
Rotterdam 2022. We'll see how we go this year. At least if you're going to include Paulini, bring the Young Divas in.
Thank you.
I want to see that mess on stage again.
The you got Young a better Divas. Chance then.
All ripping each other's hair out. They hate each other. I mean, that is, to me, quality viewing.
Mm-hmm. I would watch that even.
Yeah. We'll see who else is announced.
Well, if I knew that sort of scrappy fight was going down, I'd tune in for that 5 minutes.
Ricky Lee was in the Young Divas at first, and then she hated Kate DeRouge, so she left. They replaced her with Jessica Mowboy, and then Jessica Mowboy was like, I don't want to be a part of this with you guys. Bye.
I got my own success going on. See ya.
Oh, guys.
Hilarious.
How many more Australian Idol contenders do you reckon will be in this year's?
Well, who knows?
Axel Whitehead, maybe?
Maybe a little. He'll expose himself. Can he get at the Arias?
Well, what's that guy that's living in a cave in Tasmania?
Oh, Altian Childs.
There's a chance. There's a good chance.
I'd watch that. I'm into it. That's changed my mind. The Novos. And I can get you out of
my mind. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So, it was Wednesday afternoon, I think. I get this call from my mum. So, she's been having trouble with her... Oh, this is out on the farm. Her horse has been ill and this sort of thing. And finally, it passed away.
Sorry, man.
Very sad. Yeah, it was one of her favourites.
How long had she owned it for?
About 12 years, maybe.
So, she was close to it.
Yeah, well, she bred the horse as well. Oh, so, it's a whole thing there. And then my dad, she asked my dad to basically use the tractor to move it into the forest, right?
Yeah.
Just to get it away from the other fields and stuff. So, my dad is hooking up the implements to help move it. And this... like one of the parts of the implement smashed onto his hand.
Ooh.
And it's this old, like it's rusty and stuff. There's a lot of tractor stuff because it just sits outside.
Yeah.
So it smashed across the top of his hand.
Jeez.
And it put a big gash sort of between, if you draw like a line from the base of the thumb across to the other side of the hand, it's sort of in there. Luckily for him, the vet was on site from the horse passing away, and the vet took some of the biggest like chunks of rust out and then bandaged it up pretty well and put some, like, I guess it was veterinary iodine or something in there.
Yeah.
And then sent him off to, said to my mum, just take him to the hospital right now. So
that's life-threatening.
Yeah.
The rust gets too deep into his hand.
That's the problem, So it wasn't... The gash itself wasn't too big, but it was the issue around infection there's a lot of important ligaments on the top of the hand.
Absolutely.
And stuff that controls your fingers and thumbs.
Is he all right now? Or?
Yeah, so he went into, had to have microsurgery, and he's gone home though, so apparently he'll be right.
He's not in much pain?
Pain's all right. Okay. He did have to go full general anesthetic and stuff to make sure.
Very finicky surgery.
Exactly, to get hand surgery is pretty full on. But he's going to be all right. That's the main thing. It was mostly when they went in there, they just cleaned it out, basically.
Can I just say, Crevo is such a good son. I heard a few calls yesterday between you and your mum. Very sweet. I love you, Mum.
Yeah, well, she was very,
very sweet.
She was so stressed, you can imagine.
Well, you were saying that she wasn't allowed to go in with him for a lot of it because of COVID.
That's right. So you can't have any visitors. So she just sat in the car park for hours and hours.
Stressing out.
Yeah. So, look, he's going to be right. But, look, I thought this is an opportunity to do this. 13-10-09, farm injuries. Because tractors, quad bikes, motorbikes. There's so many potential things that can go wrong. Cutting wood, chainsaws, axes. It all happens. If you've got even a small block of land.
Are we going for the gory stories?
If they're out there.
Okay.
13-10-09, have you had a farm injury or do you know someone that has? We'd love to hear your stories.
Don't forget, every single caller that makes it to air this week goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is a Kids World Playland Stockland Green Hills birthday party for 8 kids. 131009.
The Novos.
We're talking farm injuries on 131009.
That we are, yeah. My dad attaching or working on one of the implements to take a horse away, and unfortunately, it's sort of smashed him across the top of the hand, off the hospital, microsurgery, no good.
Hope he's all right. All the best.
Is there with his hand in a sling. I got a photo of him last night. Looked very sad.
Your mum's waiting on him hand and foot, basically, at the moment.
Of course. She's like, he's already annoyed me.
Growing up on the farm, you would have had some pretty gnarly injuries over the years, right?
Yeah, falling off horses.
Rusty nails.
Definitely. Just stuff with it, you know, falling off bikes on gravel roads, all that sort of stuff. Happens along the way. It's just part of the experience.
A lot of other people have got farm injury stories. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. What's your farm injury story?
Yeah, I was with a mate one day riding a motorbike.
Yeah.
And I actually came off and had the foot peg go through my leg.
Was it like in one way and out the other sort of thing?
No, it didn't go all the way through. Halfway through. But I came off and I didn't even know I did it until my mate said, well, pull your tracksuit pants up and have a look. So I did, and my bone was sticking out of my leg.
There we go. We asked for gnarly.
Whose idea was this?
Simon. You want it? You got it. You want it? You got it.
Simon, question. Out of 10, what was the pain like? 10 being really bad and 1 being eh?
I wish I could say 20, but yeah, it was pretty bad. But the worst thing was I had to walk 2.5 Ks on my leg.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah, it was pretty painful. I had, I went to the hospital, had about 14 stitches, and I was on crutches for about 3 months.
Oh, Simon, that's
14. That's nothing, Simon. It's nothing. No, man, that sounds horrific. Thank you for your call.
Great story.
Thank you for that horrific story.
That's a singleton right now. Amy, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good, Amy. Your farm injury, was it you or somebody you know?
It was my grandfather. He was using an angle grinder. And thankfully, he had his phone, a Telstra Tough phone, in his top left-hand pocket.
Yeah.
And the disc, the grinding disc, came up and cut him in the left side of the chest. And it embedded into the Telstra Tough phone. It only cut his shoulder open. Thankfully, not his chest or his heart. And he had the indent of the Telstra Tough phone in his chest, so we called him Telstra for a month. And then after that, he proceeded to drive himself to the hospital, bleeding out everywhere, and the hospital's like, mate, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what, Amy, there ain't no man like a farm man. They just suck it up and get it done, right?
And I'll tell you what, those Telstra Tough phones obviously were pretty tough.
That's an unbelievable story.
I feel like Telstra should have given him something.
That's an endorsement.
Or something for a month.
Yeah, at least a couple of months off the bill.
There's an ad campaign in that. These Telstra Tough phones.
They're so tough.
Wow, thank you for your call.
Let's go to Tyler on 3. How you doing, Tyler?
Yeah, hi.
So tell us about your farm injury story.
It's also my grandfather.
Okay.
When he was 17, he got ran over by a slasher.
What's that?
Slasher's a big mower. A
really big lawn mower on the back of a tractor. That's got two. Well, this one was about a 6-foot slasher, so it's got.
How did he get run over by this?
Well, he was on a motorbike and he came off, slid underneath the slasher. Oh. The slasher destroyed his leg. left leg.
Oh my God.
And then the dude that was driving the tractor decided, I'll take the tractor home, bring down a different tractor because that tractor wasn't registered.
Oh my God!
And then
was he okay?
Yeah, well, he's all right. It happened when he was 17 and he's a cop, so...
We're all just a bit in shock on
that. That's the best,
best worst story ever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It gets better because he then went on as a... Because he was 17 when he lost his leg.
Yeah.
He went on to be a race car driver and a truck driver, hay carter.
Look at that. So, happy day.
He just it didn't stop him at all.
With the clutch that he had a paddle clutch in his race car and he had a stick for the truck.
Oh my God. What an incredible
thing. And you think, man, there's a tough bloke.
Yeah.
There's a guy that lost his leg and made it happen. Mate, that is I can't hear anymore.
I've never heard of anyone getting run over by a tractor before. That's the first time I've heard that.
A slasher. Even worse.
Imagine going under, falling under. Imagine if you're a really tiny
person. I don't want to imagine
that. And the lawnmower went over you.
Yeah, because the slasher, just to picture it, it looks almost like a trailer, like a trailer on the back of a car.
Yeah.
And then it has these big skids instead of wheels. And they weigh an incredible amount. A tunnel or something. They're so heavy. They're just steel.
It's going to make your dad feel a lot better, isn't it?
Isn't it? With his little cut hand.
Quality stories. Thank you.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Hey, up next, if you did our Rate the Music survey last week, we have an amazing prize up for grabs. A weekend staycation at Blacksmith's Beachside Holiday Park for four people. Rating the music so easy here at New FM. newfm.com.au is where you need to go. We had an amazing prize up for grabs last week. Two staycations, weekend staycations at Blacksmith's Beachside Holiday Park for four people. Beautiful location. I think it's time we give away one now.
Yeah, the location, amazing.
Gorgeous.
You get your own villa, all that gear. Let's meet our caller. Who is it, guys?
Her name's Elizabeth. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
Really good. You're our winner. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That is just awesome.
Oh, who are you going to take?
Oh, I'd have to take my husband, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've just been really cramped up in this house.
Yeah.
And it's just bought dessert. We needed it.
Oh.
And I've been working through this pandemic, so... Yeah, we need it.
Oh, well, this is beautiful. Swimming pool, tennis court, walking distance to the beach. You deserve this, babe. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You've made my day by being so happy about this.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Oh, Elizabeth, I want to come and give you a hug.
I know. What a great moment on the show.
Good. Congratulations.
Nested on the beautiful shores of Lake Macquarie, Lake Mac Holiday Park provides the perfect backdrop for creating memories that will last a lifetime. Hopefully last a lifetime for Elizabeth.
It sounds like it will.
Oh.
I know. She's what a lovely person and what a great moment.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everyone. The Novos.
The Novos. Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevost.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM. New FM.
Guys, I want to get a temperature check on something. There's nothing like an outraged parent, and man, this is going to outrage you. A parent's gone on Mum Spot and complained that her recent school photos came back from the photographer for her 12-year-old daughter. You know what? School photo day is always a nightmare.
Mm.
You're never happy with the photo.
Never.
But she's really annoyed because the company that took the photos have touched up the photos. They photoshopped it. Teeth whitening, skin tone, evening and blemish removal. 12 years old. Look, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think it does set an unrealistic expectation for these young ones from a young age that they need to look a certain way.
Mm.
On the other hand, you don't want to rot a school photo. I'm really like, I don't know the answer here. You don't?
No, I don't like it. There's a thing at the moment, especially overseas, where certain countries are implementing, if you use a filter on your photo, you need to advertise it.
Encouraging people not to.
Exactly, because, you know, natural beauty is a thing. This is really encouraging kids. Nah, just whatever. Chuck a filter on your photo, you're fine. No.
Okay, that's your perspective, Meg. No filters. I'm going to throw a different idea out here. I think they should definitely be photoshopped because if you can... there's nothing worse than in school photos than a big old zit or something.
I was going to say that. I had acne in high school.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
I would have loved that.
Especially when the school photos come back and everyone gets their little pack and you open it up and you're like, oh, no good. Or you spilt like something on your shirt that day. And what do you do? This kid's just a clumsy and a bit hopeless in that way.
Nothing more disappointing as well when you're a parent and you drop $90 a child on the photos and they come back. And they're wrong, and they just don't look good.
But things like teeth whitening, for example, that's a little bit too much.
No, make like, the photos look as good as you can. Why wouldn't you?
But that's not what they look like in that moment. You want to capture what they look like in that... Yeah.
You want the best memory possible, not like... Not the day they had zits and stuff.
Photoshop your wedding photos, Photoshop your school formal photos, but your school photos, that's how you looked at school, don't Photoshop.
The commentary around this is very 50-50 split. Mm. I honestly thought it would favour your opinion, Meg, but it is very 50-50 because, like you said, there's a logic behind getting rid of the zits.
That's right. I think definitely Photoshop. Everyone, you look better. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to look your best in them?
13:10:09 this morning. All you parents out there, you know what it's like. School photos, nightmare. Should we have the option to have them photoshopped?
Definitely.
Maybe option's the answer.
No, just Photoshop them all. Make everyone look better. Why not?
Are you Team Crevo? Do it. Or Team Meg? Absolutely not. We'll take your calls after this. And don't forget, every single person that gets to air can score themselves a Kids World Playland Green Hills birthday party for 8 people.
The Novos.
We're asking you, is it okay to Photoshop kids' school photos? We weren't going to subject you to more Nickelback.
No, of course not.
Parents are outraged at the moment. A lot of schools and photography companies who go in and do the school photos have started photoshopping the end product, sending them home to parents. And the way I see it, right, so many parents are unhappy with the school photos they receive. It's just a thing. Now, you, Crevo, are all for this.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely do it. I think you get a better product. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think kids, the hair gets messed up. They pull, you know, the something wrong, a zit or whatever. They're looking the wrong way. Kids just are not good at photos, basically.
So true. Now, Meg, of course, your argument is very valid, and that is, it really does, I guess, in some ways, set unrealistic expectations.
Absolutely. Like, that's how you go to school every day. You shouldn't be ashamed of it. That's the way I see it. Like, you're teaching kids to be, like, less confident in how they look.
I hear what you're saying, Meg. My only thoughts with that is often on school photo day, and it always turns out that's the day you've got a giant zit in the middle of your forehead.
But the zit, I'll give you the zit, but the teeth whitening? Nah.
Okay, Meg, I've got a question for you now. So, I mean, I never had photoshopping at school.
Yeah.
And I still, you know, in my late teen years, I turned out, I had terrible anxiety and, you know, I felt peer pressure in high school in particular about the way I looked. I didn't have Photoshop. Like, I feel like, you know, that didn't really, affect me.
Yeah.
Like, if it were photoshopped, I don't think it would have really made a difference in terms of, like, my own image of myself. I don't know.
Yeah. We're not psychologists either, though, to be fair.
But you're not looking at those photos on a regular basis, though, at the best of times, school photos, to be completely honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just an in-the-moment thing, isn't it?
But it's just teaching, okay, well, if I can do it to my school photos, I can just do it to all my photos on Instagram or TikTok or, you know.
Okay,
that's the question this morning. Yeah. Team Crevo, Team Meg, let's go to Jessica first up. Hey, Jessica.
How you going?
How you going? Well, photoshopping the kids' school photos, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
How many kids do you have?
Four.
Now, would you be offended if they just did it for you? So you pay for the photos, they come home and, you know, they've evened out the skin tone, whitened the teeth a little bit. Is it something that you would, like, really oppose?
I would blow my top and probably you would need to beep her off. Because that is not my child. My child would have the blemishes, would have the stains on the T-shirt, and that's what I pay money for.
You like the stains on the shirt.
That's who they are. Little
Tommy,
love them.
Little Tommy sauce on there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I don't even think my kids would ever come home clean. So if they photoshopped, I know that would not be my child. My child would have dropped, to be honest. So I would be seriously upset and offended that they think they would have the right to touch up a photo without my permission.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think they should do it to anyone unless you gave them permission prior.
I do like that idea, the permission thing. You can tick
it. Hey, that's a possibility.
But at the same time, the kids would probably just tick that on the way at the door.
Well, they don't. That kids will tick anything.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
Let's go to Cassandra. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Right or wrong, photoshopping kids' school photos?
No, I'm definitely Team Meg, but Maddie did word it differently at the end there. He said, should we have the option of it? And I think that's the big thing there, giving people the option, not just going ahead and doing it. I'm quite against it because I think that we've already got enough social media, magazines, movies, all of that that's telling us we need to look a certain way, and then you go ahead and do it to our school photos. No.
It's a no from Cassandra. Thank you, Cassandra. Let's go to Rachel. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. So tell us, right or wrong, photoshopping the kids' photos, would you get it done? What's your thoughts?
No, I think it's wrong.
Okay. So what's your thinking behind it?
I'm a mother of three. My eldest is a girl who is 12 in high school, and there is enough pressure on her to already look a particular way, and I think that giving kids Photoshop visions of themselves is just going to do more harm than good.
Rachel, question for you, because when we say Photoshop, I think we have a very specific idea of what that means in our minds. Now, I just even personally, when I hear that word, think magazine cover. Mm. But Photoshopping doesn't necessarily mean you're altering the bones of what they look like. This is just kind of a basic touch-up, if you get what I mean.
It still shouldn't be done. These kids struggle enough with self-image.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great point. Interesting Cassandra's point as well, just stepping back a second, saying that she'd want to see the stains and stuff because they never come home clean up. I think that's really funny. But I guess that it's by the sounds of it, parents just want to see the kid at that snapshot moment in time.
In particular, though, on photo day, I know from my own experience, you put in more effort that day anyway.
That's true.
The amount of girls who I knew in my grade in particular who didn't wear makeup at all at school would always wear makeup on that particular day. Like, it's still not an accurate representation, but it's an accurate, you know.
I used to always forget.
the girls never forget.
Yeah,
we make sure our hair is done. We've got the perfect lip smacker. Everything.
I even forgot it was. You have to, like, in primary school, I remember forgetting wearing the wrong shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
you were the kid who stood out in the actual class photo. Yeah.
With the amount of the Klee gel in a tub that we went through in my house growing up. You know, the old $5 job with the puzzles in it.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with Jackson Heyman?
Hello. Ed Sheeran's revealed his biggest fear for his daughter growing up as a celebrity child. Also, too.
He'll give her COVID?
Well, I mean, it's already happened. But it's a little less severe than that, which I find very interesting. Of all the things he could be worried about. Also, too, Meghan Markle going to read you a bit of her book.
Oh, really? Have you got your hands on a copy?
Yeah, I rang her up yesterday. I said, hey, can you do this for me?
Of course you did. Yeah. You've got all the connections. That's why we love you in this job, man.
So you're going to hear her new book, The Bench.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Look, I'm so pumped up to hear about your direct line to Meghan Markle. But of course, we've got to start with Ed Sheeran, right? What's going on there?
So he's currently battling COVID at the moment. He's doing all these interviews from home. And it's come out that his daughter has actually got COVID as well. And she's quite young. No. She's under the age of one. But look, you'd think that that's what's his biggest concern for her. No, take a listen. This is what he worries about as having a child that's going to grow up as a celebrity.
Yeah, I just think there's baggage that comes with it, but there's also like nice stuff that comes with it. You know, my job is super flexible, so I'll get to spend lots of time with her, and I can plan my job around her, and I can take her around. Well, but she's going to have difficulty, I think, with trying to figure out who her friends are when she's a teenager, I think. But I think by the time that that happens, I hope she'll know who are her real friends and who aren't.
People would definitely use her for connections.
Do you reckon?
It's really bad, yeah.
Do you reckon? Like, I wouldn't even know who Ed Sheeran's wife or what they look like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's done a good job at keeping them sort of, I guess, not secret, but people, like you said, out of the limelight.
Yeah, like, you don't really ever see Ed Sheeran's family. I mean, I don't know. I think, are you going to be friends with someone at school because their parents are famous?
Well, it depends on what school you go to, really, because if you go to one of those schools where everyone has a parent who is
famous,
quite big in the story,
that's true.
Then it's a bit different. But they just send her to the local public school, then maybe.
Which is what Ed's going to do, because he's so, like, normal dude, right? Don't you reckon he's going to send his kid to, like, a public school?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And what's interesting, the British paps are usually so bloody vicious.
Mm. Oh, they're crazy.
But they kind of leave Ed alone.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe because he gives them the access in some ways, but then, you know, just says keep the family out of it or something.
He lives in the countryside. It's very cold in the English countryside.
Could it be that he's just bigger everywhere else around the world and then it's a bit more low-key in the UK or something?
No, people are mental for him everywhere.
He was photographed the other day watching his wife play t-ball sand sport, but he was just in a car, just like sitting randomly in a car.
It was an old car too, wasn't it?
An old beat-up car. He had a scarf on. I think he's just so nonchalant.
Yeah.
And he strikes me as that type of... Remember when the Harry Potter people wore the same clothes for like 3 months on end just so they couldn't publish photos of him?
That's right.
That was clever.
And let's be honest, he's pretty boring. I mean, the last place you'd invest people like spending their time chasing around with a camera.
Watching T-ball. That's all you're going to get.
He's not going to do anything outlandish.
No, not like the royals, right? Meghan Markle? Have you heard her new book?
No. What's going on there?
I'll let her introduce it. All right, over to you, Megan.
Hi, and welcome to Brightly Storytime. I'm Megan, the Duchess of Sussex, and today I'm going to read to you my book called The Bench. I hope you love the pictures as much as you love the words. I wrote this as a poem for my husband and our son, Archie, and then turned it into a book so you could enjoy it too. The Bench.
Now, she's hooked me just as much as you'd hook a fish without any bait, right? So she has sat down and she's had a little bit of a read of The Bench. Do you want to take a listen? Like, story time. Don't fall asleep. Here we go.
For the man and the boy who make my heart go pump, pump. This is your bench where life will begin for you and our son, our baby, our kin. This is your bench where you'll witness great joy. From here, you will rest, see the growth of our boy.
Isn't that boring?
Oh, my God.
Don't you think that's a little bit boring? If I was Archie, I'd be saying, Mum, I'll rewrite it. Instead of this is your bench, how about this is your cut of the royal money, thanks?
When you said she had a book, I thought it was going to be like an expose.
Something exciting.
Very juicy goss.
She literally picked the most boring topic you could ever pick in the world, a chair, and went, let's have a book about it, done.
I mean, she could have written about the Queen listening to Tupac in the shower, but she wasted it on that.
It's interesting to see the projects that they have, like, undertaken.
Mm.
Like, books and Netflix documentaries.
They're really spreading themselves thin on everything. I mean, she's even got a cosmetics range coming out, apparently, so...
Into influencer territory.
Look, I was always a big fan of them, but Harry just looks so defeated.
She's one step away from 10% off teeth whitening.
Oh, my God. We'll leave that right there. Thank you, Jackson. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Novos. Maddie. And Crevo.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day. Let's go.
All right, guys, being a part of the Novos, it's pushed my Instagram credibility, I think, to another level.
It hasn't happened to mine yet.
No, neither. Well, the funny thing is, actually, when you tagged me in something a couple of weeks ago, I got like 5 or 6 new followers out of it. Oh, my God.
Straight away. Big star.
But I'm going next level, guys. I've been officially asked to be an Instagram ambassador. Not for Instagram itself, but for a brand.
Your first one.
My first ever one I've ever gotten. I'm so excited.
You can tell.
The Novos.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook.
I don't give a f*** about your Instagram.
the first ever message I've ever got asking me to be an ambassador on Instagram. Oh my God, I'm so excited. The thing is though, I've got a feeling now, I've just reread it, might be fucked.
Well, let's read it together and then we'll decide if it's legit.
Yeah, okay, so, the Instagram investigation team has arrived.
Okay. Hey, Meg, with a black love heart emoji.
Aww.
Our team is currently looking for ambassadors to join our gothic jewellery brand. I won't give the brand out because I'm not an ambassador yet. They don't get that free plug. I think you would be a great fit. By being an ambassador, you will get exclusive discounts, free items, and huge commissions.
All right, pause for a second.
Yes.
Gothic jewellery.
Mm.
Now, there is a bit of a punk emo side to you. There is just a little tiny bit. You love that stuff. Would you say that type of jewellery as a style would suit you?
It's what I used to wear on a regular basis, to be fair.
Okay.
Haven't worn it in a while, though.
Just describe a little bit.
The cuffs, the chains, collars, like the old dog chokers.
Interesting. Another thing I've noticed in that message, right? All of us former emos love to use the black heart emoji.
Yes.
Jackson, I know you and I use that all the time, the black heart emoji. I think I've used it with you a couple of times too, Meg.
Okay, so it goes on to say, DM ambassador to the main page. So the main page aren't the ones who have contacted me about this.
Ah, so it's like an offshoot page, if you will.
And they've gone, message our main page to find out more details about this opportunity. Thank you. And then used the wilted rose emoji.
Once again, tapping into that.
Oh, wow.
Into the emo thing. Now, the thing is, I've just gone and checked this person's profile who's messaged me in the first place. They don't have any posts.
Not a good sign.
They have 2 followers.
Also not a good sign.
And are only following 1 other page, and it's not even the brand account.
And if there's a full stop and an underscore in the username somewhere, sign as well.
Okay.
There isn't. Okay, right. So overall, starting to look fake. Ideally, though, if that jewellery company did approach you, would you take it?
I'd probably take it.
Getting some free jewellery,
depending on the quality of the jewellery. Like, I'll go back to my emo face for free jewellery, sure.
Emo shop that I would trust, Meg, is Off Your Tree.
No, there's Berserk. Berserk. The one I used to go to.
Are they still running?
I haven't been there for a while.
Touch base, Berserk.
But look, if this company wants to reach out to me directly, I'm more than happy to with my, hang on, how many followers do I have now? 640.
Oh. Hey, if they're all into the goth and emo stuff, that's called targeted marketing. Could work quite well.
I think I'm the only emo on my Instagram.
You would never do this yourself, Meg, but I'm going to give you a cheeky Instagram plug. Shutupmeg.mp3 if you'd like to follow Meg. Oh, you have a full stop in your...
because the unfortunate thing is I tried to get Shut Up Meg and it was taken and the chick hasn't used it since 2014. I was going to report her as a fake account to try and get the Instagram handle. But I'm like, no, I shouldn't do that.
Took the high road, didn't you? Hey, if you want Meg as an influencer for your brand.
Yeah.
She's open. She's listening.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, coming up next, we are spinning the 20K Road to Freedom wheel. If you want to play 131009, this wraps up on Sunday, so you've only got a few more days to win yourself a prize. So many cool things still on the board. Holidays, pub feeds, beauty vouchers. If you want to play 131009...
UFM's 20K Road to Freedom.
Yeah, we've given away thousands of dollars worth of prizes in the last few weeks. You've got until Sunday to win. Let's do it right now, though, guys. Still so many great things on the wheel. Krebo.
Yeah, stepping up to the plate to spin is Renee from Windermere Park. As a domestic cleaner wants to win a holiday. You've been hanging out for one, Renee?
Oh, absolutely.
Dream holiday for you right now. Where is it?
Anywhere.
It's just anywhere. Well, I know that anywhere might be on the wheel, so you're in with a chance. Now, who do you want to spin for you, Renee?
Go Maddie.
Maddie.
All right, here we go. I've had good success.
You have, actually. Yeah. You're a good spinner.
All right, let's spin right now. Spin it. Oh, yes, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Very strong thrust there.
Good wrist action.
Oh, no, there goes the holiday. Oh, not bad. You have won an incredible herb distillery pack where you go, like, check out the gin, you, like, make it beautiful.
That's a really cool, like, tour type situation.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
All the secrets on how to make perfect gin, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So, congratulations. That'll be a heap of fun. You take someone along with you.
I will. I'll take my husband.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Do you guys, awesome. Thank you, guys. Do you guys like gin?
Yeah,
I love gin. Gin is so delicious.
You'll love it even more when you make it yourself.
Well, that's... Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know if I would, but...
Well, this class is for people who appreciate a good gin. Create your perfect bottle of gin at Earps Distilling Co's Gin School, guys. We'll spin again before 9 o'clock this
Another
morning.
Another chance.
Yeah.
The Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo. Here's
the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Yeah, so up next we are playing Would I Lie to You? This is, of course, your chance to become a human lie detector. The prize, awesome as always, a $200 voucher to Dawson's Oyster Supplies, which is just fantastic. Delicious seafood they have there. Imagine getting $200 worth of seafood.
Sounds pretty gorgeous.
It's a lot of clams, oysters.
Whatever you're into. Mm. Prawns are delicious as well.
So good.
Warm weather. And prawns.
There's something about it, isn't it?
Really, really well.
Get them in a big bowl with some ice on there, yep. Ready to go.
Well, today it's Crevo versus Meg. One person has a real item. The other one is telling a big fat lie. Your job, identify who it is. The lines are open. We need one player, 13 10 09.
The Novos.
Gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You?
Yeah, this is where you have to play human lie detector. And this time competing is Meg and myself.
Have we gone up against each other before?
I can't remember. It's been a while. No, maybe not. Okay, so this will be good. One of us is holding a real item. The other is lying to you. What you have to do is figure out who is telling the truth. Who has the real item here in the studio.
Okay, playing for $200 worth of seafood from Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Player today, Amanda from Cardiff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Amanda. Now tell me, have you been playing with this along with this at home? And if so, have you been pretty spot on with picking who's lying?
I have been playing along in the car, and yes, it's been fun, and I've been pretty good at it.
All right.
Good.
So it's the first time today, Crevo versus Meg. Let's kick it off with Crevo today. Your pitch to Amanda, please.
Okay, Amanda. So I've got a tool in here. It's a sort of, imagine like a big tweezers or something for pulling. I think that's, you pull nails out of wood or something with this.
Anything else?
You stumped for words because it's got nothing.
It's sort of got like a rubber handle, and then, yeah, you pull the nails out.
Okay, fairly simple. Did you get all that, Amanda?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, let's hear Meg's pitch now.
All right, well, the shops are open finally, so I got to go to my favourite hair place the other day, and I managed to pick up a high-lift tub of bobby pins. Because I ran out during lockdown, couldn't find the ones that I wanted. So it's like a little plastic jar. It doesn't say how many is in there because it's a 250-gram tub. However many bobby pins are in 250 grams. But we'll just give it a... There's a lot in there.
Okay.
So many.
Interesting. You guys are very friendly to each other during this segment. Usually it gets a little bit nasty. You're lying, all that stuff.
I don't need to because I've got the real thing.
Oh, do you, though?
I need to
sledge. Amanda, here we go. You've got a question for Crevo now to try and figure out whether or not he's telling the truth.
Crevo, how big is your tool?
I wasn't expecting this question at that time of the morning,
very
Amanda.
Very important.
Oh, the one for the game. Right, sorry. it's probably, it's quite big. It's as long as my hand from the tip of my longest finger
they
to the base of the hand.
They all say that, though, Amanda. You know
Jeez,
what I mean?
That's a bit of length
with,
to it, isn't
with
it?
Their measurements.
Yeah, so about, well, this my tool is about 20...
He's got a kitchen pair of tongs. That's what
23
he's got.
Centimetres. Do you reckon 23, 24? You're good with lengths,
I'm
Maddie.
I'm not getting involved.
you're not on to talk about the length of my tool, Maddie?
No, I okay. don't.
Fair enough.
Hey, our question for Meg now. I've heard enough about Krivo's tool.
And Meg, what colour is on your packet?
Well, the colour, what, the colour of the bobby pins or the colour of the actual container?
I think, has Amanda gone?
She gone.
Amanda.
No, I'm here.
Oh, no, okay. You're here. Did you want the colour of the container or the colour of the actual bobby pins?
The colour of the bobby pin.
The bobby pin. So I've got like a lightish brown hair colour, so I've matched them with like the light bronzy kind of colour of the bobby pins.
All right, here we go. Amanda, decision time. Would I lie to you? Who is telling the truth and who is telling you a big fat lie this morning?
I think the man with the big two is telling the truth.
That'd be right.
That'd be right. Well done. 200.
Yes.
You're a winner. So good.
Well
Meg,
done.
Meg, bobby pins don't even come in other colours, do they?
Yes, they do. They come in black and blonde.
No.
Yeah.
See, us experts on bobby pins yes. over here.
What, so tell okay, tell us what you actually had.
Our Meg. Little container that holds all of our markers and pens, I just shook that around hoping that would sound like bobby pins.
It didn't
clearly
sound like
bobby pins. Hey. Can't get it past you, babe.
Well done, Amanda.
A seafood smorgasbord mm-hmm. at your house this weekend, Amanda. Congrats. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Back next week, guys. Back to $100 worth of seafood. See, if we don't get it, the jackpot's weekly. Yep. So very exciting stuff. The Bachelorette is in full swing at the moment. It premiered a couple of weeks ago. It's been an interesting season, of course. Brooke Blurton, the first bi Bachelorette. So there's men and women vying for her attention at the moment. Intruders entered the mansion last night, four of them, in fact. You should have seen how worried that all the contestants
were.
They were not happy.
They were filthy about the situation.
Four people evicted from the show. Beck was one of them. We're going to speak to her next and get her vibe on what happened in the mansion. I want to ask her about this thing I found out, right? So apparently, which I think is a little bit weird, she sponsored an elephant in Brooke's name in Thailand for a year.
This is bizarre.
Mm.
I want to find out like where her mind was when she made that decision. guys, we'll chat to Beck, evicted from The Bachelorette, next.
The Novos.
The Australian version has chosen its first bisexual bachelorette.
Brooke Blurton is this year's Bachelorette.
It's absolutely authentic. Everything about the show is authentic.
Yeah, so that's Brooke Blurton, who was first a contestant on The Bachelor and then was part of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, guys, The Bachelorette is back. It continues 7:30 Wednesday and Thursdays on 10 and 10 Play on Demand. Kicked off the show last night was Beck. Four people left, of course. It's been an interesting season because she is, Brooke, the first ever bi Bachelorette. So yeah. There's men and women fighting for her attention, which just brings a whole new vibe to the show. Beck is on the phone now. Hey, Beck, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Beck, first of all, I wanted to ask you, I've been dying to know, obviously in the mansion, I think this may be the bitchiest season ever. Who was worse, the men or the girls?
I don't know what show you're watching, but this is not bitchy.
I've seen a couple of elements so far.
I don't know, like, did you not watch last night that guy, the intruder, walked in? Oh. He, like, kept going up, I think, two or three times to Brooke during one of her dates. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, at the end of the day, people have to do what's going to stay true to themselves, but there was absolutely no conflict between any of the women.
Like, I don't believe
you.
We
were all so loving and caring of each other, and it was such an empowering
group.
Oh,
my God, as if!
So, like, literally, like, there was not a single piece of conflict between two women.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Nothing.
Were you expecting
like,
there to
we're
be?
We're all obsessed with each other.
Were you expecting there to be a bit of conflict when you went in?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everyone expects there to be some conflict when you've got that many people living together, but...
Do you guys, like...
I cannot express how far from the truth that was.
Do you guys actually live in the mansion, or do you guys, like, live off-site and just film there?
No, we live in the mansion.
Wow, nice. That's quite amazing. So, obviously, that's probably not allowed to do any sort of side hooking up or anything, but is there any sexual chemistry between some of the other players this year?
I mean, you're just going to have to keep watching to find out.
Oh, okay.
No, come on, give us at least one tidbit. Just a little bit. Come on.
It's not my place to say.
Now, we were reading, Beck, as well, that which I actually do think is kind of sweet. You named an elephant in Thailand after in Brooke's name, which I think is sweet.
That's a really
you
nice
know sometimes
gesture.
On a date you think you're doing something romantic and then like it goes a little bit too far, you might have like pushed it. Do you think that was maybe a bit too much?
No, I mean, elephants are really close to my heart, and with COVID there's been a wealth of issues that have arisen due to the lack of tourism. So I sponsored an elephant in her name.
Yeah.
It wasn't named after her.
Okay. I was going to say that. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah, so it was the sponsorship was in her name. The elephant has its own name called Kaboo. Oh, but basically, nice. It was just to show her a part of me and who I am. The organisation works to stop elephant riding and other mistreatment while also providing food and supplies.
Hey, it's good. It's important. Yeah. It is important.
Yeah, so it was just something that it was just showing her a part of who I am. And we had a really good chat and she spoke about her love of elephants. In a similar way. So it did actually show that there was quite a good connection in
that. Wow. Hey, Beck, you were good on the show. Wrapping us up this morning, tell us, what did she miss out on?
What did Brooke miss
what
out on?
What did Brooke miss out on with you, yeah.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
I mean, she's seen maybe 1.5 layers of who I am, and I've got about 97.
Oh my god. Definitely an onion. And just have your DMs been blowing up since? Are you gonna find love now or?
I don't know. I don't have access to my social.
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
Do they keep it from you for ages after, like, until the show finishes, essentially?
No, not until the show finishes.
Okay. So once you're out of the mansion, that here's your phone back sort of situation.
It's like a couple of weeks after, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, have you made a fake Instagram? I'll do that. As if you haven't.
I've just got like a fake Instagram with no followers or anything,
yeah,
so I can watch everything.
Yeah,
nice.
That's the way to do it.
There she is. Beck left The Bachelorette last night. Continues 7:30 on Wednesday, guys. Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next. Plus, we are revealing our caller of the week after the news. Of course, we need to give this prize away, guys. A kids' party at Kids World Playland, Stockland Green Hills, for 8 kids worth $250.
This is a great prize.
Good. Yeah, we'll do it very soon.
Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
I love Fridays all day, right across your work day here at New FM. It's Feel Good Friday, playing the songs you love to hear. Jackson, what's coming up?
Yeah, 105 Comfrey with the Black Eyed Peas.
I love your new abbreviation, 105 Comfrey.
Oh, is that what I said? Oops, I didn't even realize.
I love that.
Don't come
like
management, it's the weekend. I don't have time for the emails. No rules, new rules. Dua Lipa, I'm flustered now.
I love that.
Yes. Also, too, bit of Jazzy Jason Derulo.
Nice one.
I sang this wrong for so many years.
Really?
I thought it was Want You to Want Me.
What is it?
It's Want to Want Me.
Oh.
I say it wrong. All that
same.
I think I had it wrong too.
He didn't use Grammarly when he wrote the song.
No.
Obviously not. Every Thank week, you. Of course, on the show as well, we have a lot of great callers. In fact, you know, they're part of the show. They're part of the network of the show. And we are searching every week, of course, for the best callers. And the best caller wins a great prize. This week, a party for 8 at Kids World Playland Green Hills was $225. Includes party host, a party room for 45 minutes, an unlimited play and party meal. So this is a great prize. And it's time to meet our caller of the week. Who called up with this?
Let's hear it.
Tell us about your farm injury story.
My grandfather, he was 17. He got ran over by a slasher.
A slasher's a big mower.
A really big lawn mower on the back of a tractor. He was on a motorbike and he came off, slid underneath the slasher. The dude that was driving the tractor decided, I'll take the tractor home, bring down a different tractor, because that tractor wasn't registered.
Was he okay?
Yeah, well, he's all right. He went on to be a race car driver and a truck driver.
Look at that.
I've never heard of anyone getting run over by a tractor before. That's the first time I've heard that.
A slasher.
Oh my god, the caller of the week, here they are,
it's
right now.
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Great story. Caller of the week. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for joining and being a part of the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. You know, any reason to talk about me and family is pretty good.
So. Hey, Tyler, do you have kids?
No.
Do you have any nephews or nieces?
I have a baby cousin.
Do you know anybody else with kids?
I have some co-workers with kids.
All right, Russell up a bunch of kids.
There you go. A party for eight at Kids World Playland, Green Hills, worth $225, includes the party host, party room, for 45 minutes, unlimited play and party meal. Maybe you and your mates can go.
A bit weird.
If they don't have an age limit, that sounds like a great...
There you go. I love this.
Thank you very much.
Up next, as well, every week, we give away $500 to someone who's really, really deserving with the Novos Give Back. All you got to do is register at newfm.com.au. Anyone who might be having a hard time right now, community group, family, maybe even your best mate who, you know, is having a rough time.
Yeah.
We're going to meet someone next and award them with $500.
The winning continues.
Yeah.
I'm into this.
Doesn't stop.
The Novos.
Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with A&A Hot Water Services. Hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au. The Novos are giving back.
This is the thing I look forward to every Friday morning, because there are so many deserving people right across Newcastle and the Hunter who are going through tough times. COVID has done a lot for a lot of people, unfortunately. So what we want you to do, if there's someone you know who is struggling with things at the moment who could do with $500, nominate them now, newfm.com.au, for the Novos Give Back. And that's what
Crystal has done
this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Crystal. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, you've nominated someone very special to you, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, who's that?
Ben and Kerry, they're close family friends of ours.
Yep.
We know they're going through a hard time at the moment.
So what's happening with them at the moment?
Kerry just recently had surgery herself.
Yeah.
And her husband's been looking after her and her five kids while still working. And unfortunately, he's actually just had an accident in the last few days and fallen off a ladder and badly broken his shoulder and arm.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So he's currently out of work at the moment and unable to drive. And on top of that, yesterday their family car broke down as well.
Oh my gosh.
Now, you say it's a family. They've got a couple of kids. What's the situation there?
They've got five young kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one starting kindergarten and one going into high school. So we just wanted to help out with some even if it's money for Christmas, bills, the car.
I'm so happy that you contacted us, Crystal, because this is exactly the type of situation we want to hear about. And what a generous human being you are, because we are going to give the guys $500, but you very kindly offered to match that dollar for dollar.
Yes, we had our fingers crossed the Novos would help us, and Hobby and I sat down and we spoke about it and said definitely want to help matching the Novos any way we can, just to give these guys a bit of a smile on their face.
Yeah, they sound like they need it right now.
Well, we've got Kerry on the phone right now. Kerry, what are you thinking about this? How amazing. Hi.
Happy tears.
Oh. How's your recovery going from your surgery, Kerry?
Oh, I'm all but recovered, luckily, because it's just like having another newborn baby in the house, but a grown one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you've gone through, you know all about that with five young kids.
Yes.
Kerry, what a string of bad luck. This is, sometimes in life we just get thrown these curveballs, and, it's obviously a testament to you guys that you've taken them on and you've just got to continue. But can you tell us about Crystal? She seems like a pretty special friend.
Oh, she's amazing. She's amazing. I've known her for a long time, and Hobby and myself have been best friends with her husband since we were kids.
Oh, wow. Long friendship.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just show how good this community that we live in is?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kerry, $1,000 coming your way. How's it going to help with all of this?
Oh, it will help so much. We've got so many bills coming up and school uniforms and Christmas
a little bit extra special this year.
How long will your hubby be out of work for? Because he's a handyman, right?
Yeah. So we're looking at up to roughly 6 weeks.
Aww.
Jeez, at this time of year, six weeks without pay. It's really hard.
Absolutely.
Guys, what a beautiful story. Thank you for coming on the show. Crystal, what a great friend. And I just want to say as well, Kerry, when your husband gets back on his feet, please let us know. Give us a call and we'll give his business a shout out once he gets back on his feet. It's BGM Handyman Services. Obviously, it's going to be a while before he gets back on his feet, but we'd love to just get the word out there and get your business going again as well once he's recovered.
Much.
All right. Congratulations. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
What a sweet pair.
How good is that?
I know. And just, I said it and I'll say it again, Newcastle is just a special place when it comes to things like that, because people see someone in trouble and their instinct is just, how can I help?
Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to most people's minds in Newcastle. It's so good. Well, if you want to nominate someone for the No-Gos, give back newfm.com.au. Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with A&A Hot Water Services, Hot Water Systems, newcastle.com.au.
Mate, $1,000 when you really need it and you're really down on luck. Man, it's life-changing.
Yeah, it's a game-changer.
Sometimes you just need that little bit of cash to get you out of a tight spot like these guys are in.
Talk about rain with the rainbow.
Yeah.
I know. Man, absolutely. Now, normally, we're not allowed to do just competition after competition.
Big trouble.
But the boss is away today, so I said, let's just do it. Let's do another round of 20K Road to Freedom.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Let's just spin the wheel again. We're going to do it. Yeah. 13:10:09. You want to share in this big, you know, prize pool that we have?
He's not going to drive in and try and stop us.
No, he can't. He's at home.
Lock the studio door.
We're doing another spin, guys.
The Novos.
Spin the wheel of freedom. To win your sharing $20,000 worth of prizes.
Yeah, no, boss. I said, let's do a second spin. He'll never know. We got a few extra prizes kicking about.
We got a couple of phone calls off air.
Wow, that's telling all right. Us not to do he's it, not coming in, so no
right.
Dramas.
He can't drive in here that quick.
Exactly. So
when
we'll
you
be
look
fine.
At Crevo, Meg, do you see a rebel?
I see a rule breaker.
Cheeky young man.
I see
man.
A rule breaker. That's
all. Dua Lipa, new rules. Let's do this. Meeting our caller this morning, spinning the wheel of freedom. It's Carla from Taralba. She's a cleaner, spent all week cleaning up other people's mess. Oh, Carla. Now she'll spend the weekend cleaning her own house.
Oh, my God.
Carla, how are you?
Hello, good thanks. How are you?
Hey, good. What's the filthiest thing you cleaned up this week?
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
Too much. Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, have you got your eye on anything on the wheel, Carla? What do you want to win today?
I'm happy to win anything. I'm glad I finally got through.
Easily, please.
How many times have you tried, Carla?
A lot.
A lot? Because we had someone 694 yesterday.
Okay, maybe not that many.
No, but still a lot, regardless. All right, who do you want to spin the wheel? Myself, Manny or Crevo?
Let's go, Crevo.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Here we go. You ready, Crevo?
Of course I am.
Here we go. Still so many good prizes on the wheel going into the weekend.
And what else we got?
Oh, how good is this? Congratulations, Carla. You ready for it?
I'm nervous.
I'm feeling nervous as well because I'm going to get in trouble. It's a $70 voucher for Gamble and Brown Katara Home Centre. How good is that? Don't be a turkey. Get catering for Chrissy with Gamble and Brown with 5% off before November 14. Gamble and Brown at home.com.au. That'll be a heap of fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
$70 at Gamble and Brown. Let me tell you, they have incredible food there at Katara Home Centre.
Good cakes and just delicious meals as well.
Yep. Shout someone to lunch. Don't tell them that you want it on the radio and then get them to repay the favour.
You get two meals out of it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, that's it. What a great show today. So much given away. I'm so happy. Guys, what's on for the weekend?
Halloween, my friend.
Oh, yes. Of course. Look at you go.
Yes, very excited.
That'll be huge.
Come check it out if you're in the Toronto area. Frights on Forest Lake.
It's a thing.
Did you find an outfit?
No. Oh, I'm thinking of possibly going as Queen of Hearts, but like a zombie
that's
version.
Cool.
Oh. Our rule is in our house, you have to dress up as something scary. It can't be a cute costume. It has to be gruesome. So
very good.
No sexy maid outfits.
No.
Damn, that's
no Minnie Mouse that I was going to wear.
That you used last year.
Yeah, why not?
Of course, we've got our big dinner tonight at your house.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Can't wait for that. That'll be great.
Yeah, bite to eat, some nice drinks. Nice. Should be good.
Cocktails or wine tonight?
Oh, why not both?
Why not that both?
You're working tomorrow, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunate.
It
always seems to happen, though.
Yeah.
What can you do?
You got to have fun in life, right?
That's true.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with my man Jackson.
Yo. What a feel-good Friday vibe. Pragma. Here we go.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hold on, can we just appreciate it for a second?
Yeah, turn it up.
Oh, so like good.
Are they playing netball in the video for this? I'm pretty sure it's netball.
I think it's a bit before my time.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, but I do like it. What about this?
This has grown on me.
Yeah.
Very much.
I love Lil Nas.
He's single now.
Is he? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, let's do that on the show. Maddie and Lil Nas. Let's try to hook them up.
Yes.
You
in
like,
my dreams.
You like Nike sneakers as
in
well.
In my dreams.
Lil Nas.
He wears fake Nike sneakers.
No, they were the real deal. He just put his blood in them.
Oh, yeah. And then got sued. Oh, no, Maddie, you don't want him. He must be a little bit out of pocket. Banana Rama as well.
Nice one, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah
for sure.
We'll see you Monday morning.
See ya. The Novos.